This man's album was released on Friday. It's called Night Call. It is Ollie Alexander, aka Years and Years. But before we get to music and going to be a solo artist and all the rest, he's also known for his acting abilities. And at this time last year, massive hit it was becoming, called It's a Sin, looking at a cast of five friends living through the AIDS epidemic, pandemic at that time. But this man became the star of that, but he was a little bit apprehensive when he was approached about the project.
Yeah, that's right, actually. I mean, you hear that Russell T Davies is making a show. I mean, already I was like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. And then when I saw it was, even though it's so much more than a drama about AIDS, but that's kind of, you know, one takeaway of it, I felt this kind of like apprehension, because there's been a lot of great work made about this period in history, and I thought, is this really the story that needs to be told? But then I read it and I was so blown away and moved by Russell portraying, you know, his experience of the 80s and a lot of his friends, and just, and there was so much I didn't know about that part of history, and how it directly affected me as a gay man and all of that stuff. So I remember reading it for the first time and just being like blown away.
As well as the huge professional success and obviously getting to show off, hey, I'm also this amazing actor as well as a music star. I mean, it really seems to have, you know, it brought people into your life that it really seems now that so many solid friendships have come from it. So that must be really, really nice.
Oh my God, yeah, completely. It's such a, I mean, I hadn't done any acting for, you know, quite like 5-6 years, because I've been making music and touring and coming back into it. It was like this whole new set of challenges, but it was such an amazing experience, and all the people I work with, like, they're such phenomenal actors, but they're such great people, and so it was just, yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I can't say how amazing it was.
When you listen to the song Sweet Talker, the team up with Galantis, you're looking from the other side, the person who's maybe been fed these sweet talking lines, the ones that had so much promise and didn't follow through on. And I don't want you to incriminate yourself now, Ollie, but I'm just wondering, when you're in the situation that you're in a chat up situation, what are your sweet talking lines or smooth lines that you might deliver?
God, I've definitely been, I have been that person in the past, I'm sure. But mine's probably more like, oh yeah, definitely, maybe next week. You know, so that vibe?
Yeah.
The non-committal vibe. That's why you can't get in too deep, because you can't let someone down then. It's just too awful.
So it's like, oh, we must do lunch sometime. We must meet for a coffee. I'm not giving you any date for that ever.
Yeah, oh, I'd love to. Yeah, that would be great. It would be great to see you.
Oh, yes.
Just leave it.
It'd be wonderful. Oh, we should arrange. We get our people to talk to your people, but our people don't talk back to yours.
Yeah, it's true. And because if you do it long enough, it just completely loses all steam, and like, no one, they're annoyed, you're annoyed. It's just like, it all goes, it's gone.
What about if someone doesn't take the hint, the next biggest hint, and then the massive hints, and they're just clinging on and just keep coming back? Does it get to a point where you have to go, look, no?
Hard no. I mean, I think, yeah, if you're, I mean, you can always use, I'm very busy. Which I have used, but I think it comes down to it where it's best to be honest with someone and just go, look, I don't feel a romantic connection between us, but thank you. Don't say thank you. Well, say thank you, you can. It's nice to be liked.
I love as well, though, that you can actually back up the busy claim, because you can literally be like, well, look, I have this tour date on this, I have this interview on that. It's very easy to verify that you're busy.
Yeah, it does come in handy.
Have you seen my touring schedule? I'm going to Ireland this year, 2022.
Yeah. I can't possibly meet you for a drink.
Look, I have my sheet here. I will be there. I cannot come. Speaking of the gig, you're no stranger to Ireland, though, I would imagine. You've been here a few times, been just across the water.
I have. Well, I have, but mostly in professional reasons. You know, I first came to Dublin when I was shooting this TV show, Penny Dreadful. Do you remember that TV show? But I had a great time, so there we go.
Ali Alexander, aka Years and Years, will play the Collins Barracks Dublin June 24th as the Mother Pride opening party. His album was released on Friday called Night Call, and he is that polite even when he is romantically rejecting you. He says, thank you.
How's that?
And Years King. It is iRadio in the afternoon. Years and Years King was Years and Years as a band, as a three people, one title. Now Ollie Alexander has gone out on his own. This is the first solo album project. It's called Night Call. It was out on Friday. But how did Ollie feel about stepping out on his own? This is a solo project. What are the thoughts?
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking at the start, especially kind of telling people, because it was just, even though it had been sort of on the cards for a while for us, and, you know, me, myself, Mikey and Emery, we talked and talked about it, and, you know, it was the best way for, it was the right thing for us to do, but it was like still nerve-wracking because I felt like, oh, I don't want to disappoint the fans, but I really want to continue as Years and Years, and I've got more songs I want to put out, and so in the beginning, I just was really, I thought I wasn't that anxious, but I actually was. I kind of was kidding myself slightly, and also just feeling the pressure a bit, because you know, it is just you don't have anyone else to kind of like lean on, but then I was just so grateful. I've been feeling so grateful that I'm doing it, and like made the album I wanted to make and the music I wanted to make, and having that freedom was really great. So I'm just excited that it's all finally coming out.
Yeah, of course, there's going definitely. To be pros and cons. The big con, as you mentioned, is if something goes wrong with a show here, it's all going to come on my shoulders because I'm out front and center here. Whereas then, if you're working towards an album, hey, it's my business now.
Exactly. I'm not saying I'm a control freak, but I do like having the control.
It's a roundabout way of saying, yes, I am a control freak. But what a genuine guy he is. Ollie Alexander, aka Years and Years. Night Call, the album, came out on Friday, full of dance floor bangers, including this one. Years and Years, Galantis, Sweet Talker. It's iRadio.
You wrote a romance, slow danced your way into my hands before I knew.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon
with Dave and Fenula. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.